Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Anyone? Chris?
Yeah. Was expected. Difficult, difficult game. We had very good moments in first half, but we're not enough in control to deny them completely, which is anyway difficult, super difficult. But I really thought again we played good in different phases. Lost some balls we shouldn't have lost, that's clear. But around, we scored our goal, which was a super counter-attack, especially counter-attack. We had attacks, we had really, really good ones. And then we were asking a little bit for the equalizer, if you want, around that. When I scored, I was not completely surprised. It was not like, oh, that happened. Should have defended it better, that's clear. But most important is that you stay in the game, and that's what we did in second half. Obviously, we controlled much better. We gave them a proper challenge. We really caused them some problems and scored super goals. Of course, it's now a really special one. The second one, incredible. Everybody is looking at me when I'm talking about the goals like through these eyes, but I saw it only once yet, so I can't wait to see it properly back. Third goal. Again, top set piece, which we all know how important they are. On the other side, how well we defended the set pieces of West Ham. Again, everybody should know how good they are at that. Ali with an unbelievable save, and pretty important moment. So, improve. Maka with in the first, lost the first ball or second, I don't know, but Dan started really playing. It was really there. Dom similar, really playing, stayed in the game until late, until the end, actually. Joel Matip with a super performance against Antonio. It's a key moment in the game. He chipped the ball there, and I don't know how often in the past we suffered when he could control the ball. Today he had it once or twice, you know, immediately the chaos starts. He did that really well. Darwin and Lucho after the Thursday, more top involved in defensive stuff. Obviously, offensively, everybody knows. So don't want to forget anybody. Curtis good, Verge, Robbo, and that's super important. And then the most important thing, the boys who came on it, again, super positive impact. Yes, it's a goal of Diogo, but I really thought Cody came on, and that looked really, really good. So this is the most important thing we can learn, besides the 3 points, obviously. That's the way we have to deal with this situation. We have to use them all, too many games. Thursday, Sunday is a tricky one. We have to get used to that. And for today, I'm really happy.
At times devastating on the kind of counter, and yet obviously it's still a new lineup that's still performing. So you must be excited about what this lineup can produce in that way, because it was kind of as good as you've seen, and you've had some amazing teams in the past, as good as you've seen.
Yeah, start is promising. How sad. We have to get used to different things. That's how it is. And the penalty came from a counter attack. So that was sensational pass from Darwin, I think, to Lucho, and then he's the one in the box as well, if I remembered right. I should actually. It was in front of me. And then Mo arrives there completely free, and if he's not getting fouled, then he probably finishes it off from a similar position like he did then with the penalty. So, no, you're right. That looks positive. These boys are good footballers, and when they have a great day, then they are extremely good. But when it doesn't start it well, that's why I like the development into the game. So this time we didn't concede first, but we conceded anyway. Feels the same, to be honest. It's not great. But again, reaction really top. And that's for us in the moment the most important thing, because we have to become this kind of team. It's really difficult to deal with, because when we are not playing well, then we are solid. When we are playing well, we are, whichever word you used, really good then. These kind of things. So that's how you can get kind of consistency, and that's what we obviously need.
Andy?
You contained West Ham very comfortably in the second half, having not done it in first. What would you put that down to?
I'm not sure I understood what contained.
Much of a threat in the second half.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the way we played. So it's like difficult. They didn't get into the challenges anymore. So first half, I think. So the goal they scored was a ball we didn't expect in that moment, a long ball behind. We looked at it in half time, we looked it back, so Robbo couldn't put him offside, so it was clear. Then we should have maybe reacted in the center slightly earlier. So for the ball, it was like a little breather in the moment, bing, and the ball came again. They had in the second half a similar situation where Robbo was there then, when was in the back of Virgil, and then Robbo got there. But very often we controlled that. Just we were better in possession, clearer. So I think it was a really intense period. We were 2-1 up, and that was the best phase in the game. So we really controlled. We thought about changing, but then we really kept them calm with our own possession. And that's what you have to do. The best way to protect your own offensive style with finishing it off. And as long as you cannot finish it off, you should keep the ball. So that's how it is. And a lot of good stuff I saw today. It feels really good, because before the game it was clear. You play Thursday, that's good, West Ham as well, but you arrive here and really tricky opponent. And then on top of that, I'm not sure, I think with the first whistle, the wind started. I didn't remember before the game that it was windy, and then we got out and thought, you saw it this time with the big chance, I think, of Antonio, the header he missed. I'm pretty sure, but the wind is not there, that is even more dangerous. So, makes it very often a 50-50 situation in these moments, and just you have to get the ball down on the ground, keep playing, try again, learn from the game, use the formation as much as you can, and defend them with all you have. And that's what we did.
Paul?
Yeah, how would you assess Darwin's development?
Massive steps in the last few weeks. He's a threat. How is that? You all saw the goals. It was probably pretty good, right? Yeah. And that was really strong. It was always available for us. Super important that we have now kind of, I'm not sure if it's the right word, a ball player. Chip the ball there, get it on the chest, and play from there. Like we scored the third at Wolves, for example. I think that was a similar situation. It's super important for us. And the defensive work he puts in now, that's probably the main difference. He always wanted, but it was a bit lesser coordinated. Now that looks much better. We found a way how we can do it around him. Curtis and Dom helped there a lot with how flexible they are in that way. Really good. Absolutely.
Shane, last one.
He was good as well.
I know. Do you match hasn't started for 3 months in a row? What does he need to get back in?
he needs to get used to the things here. So, Bata is a super guy, very calm, and very polite, and that cost him the first 2 weeks maybe. So and that's now getting there. So he's not dirty or whatever and wants to get people out of the way to get into the team. So but he's every day improving. And you saw that today, he's there. He will help us a lot and he will play games and he will start games and all these kind of things. Just, it's all good. He had already 3-4 games now for us in a very short period. So that's the only thing what counts. This is not a short-term project. But it's a super important part of that squad, and I'm really happy to have him.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.